It is time to bring in none other than Pat Pagano and check our tri-state forecast. Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. And I got an email from you yesterday, but it went nowhere.
I was going to call you. I wanted you to click on it. Did it send you a link?
Let's see. I don't remember if you sent me a link. Clean feed.
Yeah. Is there a link
there? It said connect.
Okay, so don't connect now. Later on, I'll call you. It might not be today because today's started out crummy. But okay. It's this new thing I'm trying. So I sent you that link, and we'll get to it probably not today. It's probably going to be not till tomorrow. But
okay.
I'll call you back during the day because today's just been a horrible day to start.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We'll get into it in a minute. We got at my house about a quarter inch of snow last night.
Yeah, that was about it, you know, and that was, from that system along the coast, which was no big deal. And changeable skies, windy weather today with passing flurries in the mid-30s. For tonight, clear, very cold, 10 to 15. Sunny Thursday, 25 to 30. Friday, I think we'll have clouds. I'm not so sure we'll have any rain or drizzle on Friday. And the highs will get into the 40s. Saturday, very mild, some periods of light rain possible. Near 60 degrees. And then on Sunday, showers will give way to some sun, and the highs will be somewhere between 45 and 50. So even after the front passes over the weekend, the temperatures will be cooler, but not cold.
And we don't have to worry about any bad weather.
Not at this point. No. Sit back and relax.
Sit back and relax. Well, you know, coming in today, there was even some fog. And I always get worried when there's fog and the temperature is like 24 degrees.
Right.
But the main roads were treated, so they were fine. But I think people have to be careful if you live on one of those mountaintops and you're shrouded in fog. Be careful because your walkway might form ice, and also there might be some ice on the road. Because fog is not good when it's this cold.
No, you get black ice.
What do they call it? Rhine ice? Is that what they call it?
Rhine icing, yep.
Yeah.
Rhine icing, yep. So, be careful. That's good advice. But so tell me, how topsy-turvy has your day been?
I couldn't get to sleep last night after found out about the bombings. I just had a tough time getting to sleep. But I finally got to sleep about 11. Then about 3:30 this morning, I get a call from my dog watcher who comes to the house and watches the dogs when I come to work. She's sick as a dog, excuse the pun. But she makes it in, about 40 minutes late. That's okay because I got things set up. So I come into work. We're not on the air. Station's not on the air. Zero. Nothing coming out. So I get here, and everything looks fine. But the main computer, our main computer, has not loaded in today's software program. So I try to load it in two or three times. It's just not loading it in. So I call the service number for the software company, thinking, yeah, this is great. This is a company that's in Canada, and they're on the west coast of Canada, and no one's going to be there. Well, they were there, and they finally got things straightened out. And I got on the air quasi-okay by 6 o'clock. Get on the air, start Facebook Live. No audio. So I had to go check the. So I'm finally all just about caught up now. And I think what I'm going to do is I haven't even printed out my schedule yet. I'm going to look at my schedule and I'm going to give up on this day because it was just one thing after another, after another, after another. Unbelievable.
Poor Marshall.
Well, you know, it could be worse. Could be worse. This could have been an ice storm.
Well, yeah, you're right. Now, here's the interesting thing that I had to tell you and our listeners. You may remember weeks ago when I had all the problems with the keyboards because the cap lock key was not working.
Yep.
Do you remember that I spent 2 hours on the phone with Logitech? I spent 2 days separately hours on the phone with Microsoft. I spent 5 minutes on the phone with the computer people, Lenovo. Nobody could figure it out. So here I am, New Year's Eve. at a party at my friend's house, and my friend John is there, who used to be an IT guy.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting around after dinner talking. And I said, it's beyond all of us. I said, you know, we searched the internet. I said, no matter what we tried to do, I changed three different keyboards. We can't get the caps lock key to work properly. So I see John on his phone, Googling, and he comes over to me, goes, look. So what? He said, open up Word. I said, yeah. He said, you see the word thanks there? I said, yeah. He goes, the first letter is small case. The rest is caps. I said, yeah. He goes, do that. I said, okay, when I get home, I'll try it. Bingo. Worked. And it's been working beautifully. I emailed him.
What did you do again?
I opened up Word, an open document, and I typed small t and then caps, H-A-N-K-S, to spell the word thanks.
Yeah.
And it fixed the problem.
That's bizarre.
I knew you were going to say that. And it worked. I'm sitting here now. I mean, it's what? Today's the 8th. So it's 7 days now. Not a problem. It just worked flawlessly. So
computers,
nobody knew about this. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's you just don't know with computers. Now, once again, I've got an error message.
Uh-oh.
Error loading. This is just, you know, this morning is just it's unbelievable.
And Mercury's not retrograding, is it?
Well, it is for me. I don't know about anybody else.
For you and our president, obviously.
So I'm not even sure. Yeah, but no, but there it says. There it says. Well, that's funny because it says there it is.
Mercury's not retrograding.
Same, there we are. So we're still on Facebook. I don't know. But I just, my computers are all acting strange today.
Oh, Paul Marshall. Yeah, and
but it really did bother me last night. You know, when
you heard the
news,
for some
reason,
yeah.
I couldn't get back to bed. Now, fortunately, no Americans died.
Right.
Unfortunately, I think 30 Iraqis died. But you know, I just couldn't get back to bed. It was just finally. Like I said, about 11:15, I fell asleep. But it just bothered me. It didn't. I guess I was more concerned, bothered about the soldiers and the Iraqis that are put in the middle of a war between the United States and Iran. If the war comes to be, it's going to be fought in Iraq. Iraqis, over 300,000 Iraqis died in the last war. And I just it bothered me so. But
yeah, and I was kind of nervous that, you know, this was going to start escalating, but sounds to me this morning, thank goodness, that's not going to be the case.
Well, we'll see. It all depends if they butter his toast right when he gets his breakfast this morning.
I guess so. He's supposed to address the nation a little bit later on. So, but Iran said that they're stopping at this point because they feel that was their retaliation and that's it. Unless, of course, we continue to
what happens. We'll see what happens. Anyways,
good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Right.
Good luck with your computers, Marshall.
Well, it's just one of those mornings. I you know, what can you do?
Right.
I really believe it's just one of those mornings where things are just not going right for me. So that's why I'm going to try to get under the covers and hide after 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
So I will check with you tomorrow, Pat.
All right, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.